is the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Harold Webster.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment of the Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Jets Pharmacy. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Harold.
Hey, coach. How are you doing today?
I was licking our wounds, trying to get a little better.
Yeah, it was a long trip up to Millen to face the Jenkins County War Eagles, and the Buccaneers got spanked a little bit.
Oh, yeah. We were dealing with a lot of adversity, injuries, and inconsistency from a young football team. We'll play really well one week and really poorly the next. We got to take care of that sooner. It's going to be a long season.
Well, this was game seven of the season, and we've had some really good games, and you're right. This was one of our down games, and and Jenkins County, of course, has been after us for a number of years.
Yeah, we've had some to them as a coach. That was a first for me. I'm not going to take anything away from them. They are very good. When we won the region championship last year, that game was a four overtime ball game.
It was. It was a barn burner of a ball game.
They were pretty much a junior led class last year, so they're really talented. They had a move in that's special. So they got after us. We were not mentally prepared for that. We've dealt with our fair share of adversity and character issues for enough time that we should be coming out of it. The injuries. We started getting kids back Friday at about half speed or a little better, and this Friday I think we'll be close to full tilt.
Well, that's good. That's good news. Well, the final score, folks probably wondering, was 47-0. You want to talk about the first half?
Yeah, I'll talk about the game. The way the game went, we went into the game very thin offensively in the skill positions. We didn't have a complete receiver set nor a complete backfield. Oh, I had one complete backfield, but if something happens, that kid, his shoestring breaks, you're in trouble because there's nobody to replace them.
All right.
Due to the depth that we have from injuries. So the first half, we played pretty well. It was 12-0. We were only down 6-0 and had to actually stop them. And we got a personal foul. And that put them first and goal. It was just a very selfish move on the player's part. Put them first goal, and they scored. And we stopped both two-point conversions, made it 12-0 at the half. During that course of events, two of our players got in trouble, and they didn't play the rest of the ball game. And it's not that they're bad kids. They're just we're not doing some things right. We don't act up on the ball field. You don't get personal fouls and inopportune times. So we're learning some hard lessons as young players go. So we come back out in the second half, and they get the ball, and they go down and score on us. We were starting a lot of players that are first time ever starting their varsity ball game Friday. And Jenkins County adjusted at halftime, and they ran at those guys. And those are great kids. They're going to be super good football players, but they were not ready for an undefeated college level back coming at them.
Yeah.
If those kids, a lot of those guys, they're able right now. It's funny, you'll have mom and dads ask me, hey, when's my kid's going to get to play varsity? When's my kid moving up off the JV? And I'm like, I don't know. Whenever he earns it. And those young men had earned that right to be on that field.
That's right.
But that was a tough introduction to high school football, was playing at that level. I remember my first one. I got to play against a guy from West Rome High School, who later went to play at Georgia, and I was a ninth grader. I didn't do so well.
I understand.
So I understand how those kids felt, and been there and done that.
Yeah.
I also, one time, I got in trouble and cost our team a big play, and I didn't do that anymore. So it's just part of the learning experience.
It is. This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, coach, this is high school football. and you're dealing with kids from 15 to 18, and sometimes they just don't know what it takes to meet the expectations of the coaching staff and the team, and they've got to learn those lessons.
They do, and we're learning them the hard way, unfortunately. They, when this bunch is focused, we are young, and we have been banged up, but, you know, Harold, we still have a lot of young talent. We've got a team that, when they're focused, is capable of beating anybody in the state in our classification.
Yeah.
But when we're not focused, we can get beat 47-0. And you know, it's indicative of our record right now. 1 week we look like $1 million, and the next week we look like we've never practiced. And I keep hoping that we've learned that lesson each week. So I don't have any doubt we'll respond to Montgomery County and play well, and then we'll have a test of adversity and a tough ball game against DCI. They'll punch back.
Yeah.
And that's an old rival game, so I'm anxious to see if we pass the adversity test in the next 2 weeks.
Well, this region is a little different than it has been in the past, where you would normally have us and Jenkins and ECI battling it out for first place, and ECI is not doing so well. Montgomery County is out. Portal has stepped up this year.
Portal's probably the scariest offense in the region. They have a wide receiver committed to Florida. He's huge. You'll be able to spot him when he comes in on Friday night, senior night. They've got another receiver that's a D1 type kid. He's just not a power five, I don't think, yet. And then they had a move-in running back that's bigger than anybody on the field.
We're going to have our challenge.
We've got a lot of football left to play that matters. You know, if we can get one of these region games under our belt, we can make the playoffs. And the more you win, obviously, the higher seed you're going to be.
All right. Well, we've got 3 games left, and all of them are region games. Montgomery County's not having a good year. I don't believe they've won a game yet. And we've got them this Friday at homecoming.
Yeah, they're dealing with some disciplinary issues as well. They've had some kids that recently were dismissed from the program for, you know, things kids shouldn't ought to do in school.
Well, the kids learn the hard way.
They do. I had a friend of mine call me this weekend. He said, "Man, I don't know what to do with a kid. He's one of my best football players." But he said that he's gotten at least an unsportsman, some type of bad penalty in every ball game this year. And he said, "I don't know what to do with him." He said, "To the point where I've got to discipline him or get rid of him, or maybe get rid of him." He had a talk with a kid. I don't think the kid got a penalty this time. Not anything, talking about holding or, you know, offsides. He was talking about slinging somebody around by the face mask or punching them or something like that. So, I don't know. We're dealing with that across our society right now. That's been tough. When you're dealing with young men, you don't know what's going on in their life. You don't know what life's like at home. So, sometimes you got to be a little more than a football coach to them, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be a parent.
Yep.
And that's unfortunate, but that's the way our society has turned. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these messages from our sponsors.
Here at Cunningham Jewelers, we are like you, and we are Friday Night Light fans. Come find that special gift for that special person, no matter your budget. At Cunningham Jewelers, we don't settle for the field goal. We help you punch it in for the touchdown. So come on down to Cunningham Jewelers and let our friendly staff help you go for two. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And that's it. Well, Coach, I know it was a disappointing performance by your team, and I understand all the issues we've had with the injuries, the attitudes, and the kids just not mentally prepared to get with it. But I know you probably had some players that gave you full effort and played a good ball game. You want to talk about some of those for us?
Yeah, talk about Dalton Riles on the offensive line. I thought he had a great game at center. Seemed like we only had 30-something offensive snaps. They controlled almost every aspect of that. We were very limited, but he did really well. You know, in some of the drives we had, they were snuffed out by penalties, but I thought overall he played a really good game against a really good opponent.
Okay.
And then later in the game on offense, DeMonte Holland, he's a little young player of ours.
Uh-huh.
We could not block that big linebacker. And DeMonte, I bet he only weighed 130 pounds. But he blocked that dude multiple times. And it got his way, is more like it. But he was not scared, and he did a better job than our starters. So next time we run the Wildcat, he'll have a starting spot next time we're in the Wildcat offense.
Well, good.
And then on the defensive side, I really felt like Anthony Jackson and Makai Jackson, Neo, they did really well on the defensive side of the ball. They had multiple tackles. Okay. You know, it was Ernest McIntosh's first game back. He didn't play any offense. His ankle's still not 100%, but he played laterally down the line of scrimmage on the defensive line at outside linebacker. And he did exceptionally well for his first game back. I was really pleased with that as well.
Well, that's good. That's good. It's good to see him get back. And I know he's just a ninth grader, so and you've got some other ninth graders that have been playing some, too.
Yeah.
So
speaking of Javonte Cummins at nose guard,
yeah,
exceptional night. He did really well. He's going to be, in fact, he's one of those, going to be a four-year player that people are just going to be really glad when he graduates.
I've seen him walking around. I sure wouldn't want to get in his way.
He's don't give up nice on the Bucks yet. These guys got a little bit more to them than that. They'll respond.
We never give up on the Bucks. Every team always has one of those nights that just doesn't go their way. And you just scratch it off and move on to the next
That's
one.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. Anything else that you want to talk about on the Bucks from Friday night? Do you want to move?
Let's move on to.
What do you want to talk about next? JV or the middle school?
Let's go to Montgomery County. Talk about that a little bit.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, Montgomery County hadn't won. They are dealing with a little adversity. They're young, maybe younger than us. They've got a ninth grade quarterback that throws the ball as well as any ninth grader you'll see. They've got two receivers that are pretty good, and their running back is lightning fast. He's faster than him out on the field. So we've got our hands full there. I think we're better on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. So they're going to want to throw it flinging around, and we're going to want to control the clock, run at them. They're going to have a very hard time stopping what we can put on the field Friday night.
Right. Well, we're a ball control team, and that's what we like to do. And I hope they hope their offense gets tired of sitting on the sidelines. But the only time it's going to be out there is after we've scored, right?
I hope so. You know, the ADCO game, we didn't. So this is kind of crazy. We didn't punt at the ADCO game.
No, we did not.
We punted every time Friday.
Oh boy!
So there's our Jekyll and Hyde.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, maybe our punter can take a break Friday night because he's probably tired from having to kick so much at Jenkins.
We're playing our backup punter. We've been without Jalen Dallas for going on 2 weeks.
Uh-oh.
Brandon Fowler was backup punter, and he did a pretty good job except for the one time he kicked a home run ball right to their best player on the punt, and he returned it on his first time. I've had that happen in 5 years, five seasons.
Wow. Well, that just adds to the pain, doesn't it?
Well, it wasn't all his fault. We had multiple kids not cover.
Yeah.
And the ones that did cover, we were down in stages, which opened up gaps, and it just was not pretty. It was not a pretty night. But they were headed into Montgomery. Middle school season's over with. Little Bucks won 3 ball games this year. Had 2 two-point losses. So we've got some good young'uns coming up from the middle school. The junior varsity finishes up this Wednesday with a game here against Long County. They're 3-3 right now. We defeated Savannah Christian.
That's good. That's a good win.
Lost on the last play of the game to Glen Academy.
Oh boy.
We defeated Liberty County. We defeated Brantley, and then we lost to Camden, and we lost to Calvary, and we got Long this week. So that's a pretty tough little JV schedule.
It is a tough schedule. Camden, I mean, my gosh, they're one of the largest schools in the state, so their JV is like our varsity.
I'll tell you that story. So we go down there, and we see Camden County JV playing Effingham County's JV. Looks like about 80 to 100 kids on the sideline, and we're thinking, we'll just play the ones that didn't get to play, right?
No.
That team jogs off the field at the end of the game, and a whole other JV of 80 to 100 come on the field, and we play that JV. So they, I don't know how many players they have, but I counted almost 50 coaches on their coaching register.
So, wow.
So, you know, right around 3,000 students, I guess everything amplifies.
I guess so. I guess Joe Perrin is rebuilding a program, isn't he?
Yeah, we saw a running back in the JV game against Effingham. I looked him up. He was a junior running back. And he's 5'11", 180 pounds. He would have played somewhere for us.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking to one of their coaches, and he said, Coach, he's fifth-team fullback. He's the fifth-team fullback. And he was a pretty good ball player. In 7A, I guess you have that many kids, you know, when you got 3,000 kids to pick from.
Or wow.
1,500 males, I guess.
Look at the depth you have.
Yeah, it was nice depth.
Yeah, it was.
So I guess some positions are so talented, you're splitting hairs, you know, to start.
Did y'all play at their blue field?
Yeah, we play on their turf field.
Yeah.
Nice field. I remember one year, a team I played coached against had a nose guard. It was really good. And I didn't see him the whole game. And they beat us. And he came in the latter part of the game. I asked the coach, I said, hey, why'd you put that nose guard in at third team? He said, Coach, we feel like we've got three nose guards that can play in college. And whichever one has the best practice gets to start. The other one's his backup. The other one's JV that week. Mm. So the starter I'd seen, I guess, slacked off a little bit, went to JV. My poor center was like, Coach, that kid was better than the other two.
Didn't have a good week of practice, did he?
No.
Okay, Coach. Well, we're fixing a break here for another break, and we'll be right back to the Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi. I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. This segment brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and Jets Pharmacy. Well, Coach, we've discussed the Jenkins County game and talked a little bit about our upcoming opponent next week or this coming Friday in Montgomery County. It'll be homecoming here at the stadium. And we've talked about the JV teams and your middle school teams, and those seasons are over for them.
Well, JV coming up.
JV got one game with Long County on Wednesday. Day's Monday. In case anybody wants to know when we do this show, we try to do them on Mondays. And let's talk about the rest of our upcoming schedule. For the year. Let's touch on that real quick.
First, I want to invite everybody to the homecoming parade. We've got an old-timey, old-fashioned homecoming football parade on Thursday this week, about dark. So I guess.
You know where they're going to line up? And
usually line up over on Blunt's Crossing.
Okay.
So we'll have that. And, you know, it's a good time to get candy and whatnot, you know.
Right.
For that. And then upcoming opponents, ECI, we've got to travel there after this Montgomery County game. They're going to be a hard-nosed wing T 4-4 defensive team, a wing T offense and 4-4 defensive team. They're well coached and they're a rival. They're going to want to play the Bucks hard, so we've got to respond. That'll be a test. If we beat Montgomery County, that's the roller coaster we've been on this year, the ups and downs. Then we've got to see if we can finally put two games in a row together.
Right.
So that'll be a big test. I think they graduated a heavy class that was really good. Coach Kearson's son graduated. P.J. Fornum, the four-year starter, running back, graduated finally. I was so tired.
Thank goodness.
I was tired of defending that kid. He's good.
Yeah, I was tired of watching him.
So I don't think they're as explosive as they have been, but I think they're really, really solid. We'll have to play a good game to beat them. And then the last region game of the year will be here. Senior night will be against Portal. And they, to me, they're the most improved team in the region, period. They their offense is special this year. They run do a great job of running the spread offense, and they've got multiple weapons, including the big receiver that's committed to Florida.
Right.
So, I mean, as a football fan, you're going to want to see that game. So the Bucks play defensively. It's a clash of styles. They're a spread, hurry-up type offense. We're a ball control, play action. We're each other's kryptonite. We're keeping their offense on the field, and they're trying to get ahead of us so we can't catch up.
Yeah.
So it's just two philosophies going at it. I've won a lot more of those, and I've lost those. So hopefully our Bucks will be ready. This year's team could finish really, really, really strong, or we could continue to deal with adversity. But I just feel like at some point we're going to come out of this injury attitude slump, and we're gonna play well more than one week in a row. And I felt good about several games this year, and I was right. I feel good about this Montgomery coming up, and the optimistic part of me says, hey, we're fixed for the rest of the year. But I guess those ball games have to be played, and we'll talk about where they are or not.
Right. Well, and we hope that the injury bug is past us, and our those that are out with those sprains and strains and everything else will get healed up and be back for us. Because
yeah,
we sure need them.
There's a possibility we could have both fullbacks back. We haven't had that since week two.
Wow.
So I mean, that's a big deal.
It is. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Yeah, we've I think your number one fullback went out that first week, if I'm not mistaken.
He went out the first play of the Border War against West Nassau. And then in that game, our number two fullback played some outside linebacker, and after the game the next week, he couldn't practice. He hurt his shoulder, and it's just now getting better. He's supposed to be cleared this Wednesday.
That's good.
So we were talking about Portal. I don't know if we can stop them. Maybe we can. But they're going to have a hard time stopping us, so I'm not a big guy. I like winning those 8-6 ball games. And this one could be one that looks like a pinball machine.
Well, I mean, it's more entertaining when it's, 35-42 or something, Coach. The fans we like to see defense, but we also like to see some offense.
Yeah, if you maybe predict games, I would say that we look pretty good this upcoming Friday. I would say we look like a defensive struggle against ECI, and there's a high chance for an offensive slugfest against Portal. And that would carry us in the playoffs.
Well, now, is your prognosticator saying that we're going to be 3-0 with these last games, or 2-1, or?
Well, we're certainly playing right now just to get in the playoffs. We're dealing with trying to get in the playoffs right now, much less where we are. So, I think the top opponents that we would draw first round would be Clinch County, a Lanier County team that narrowly escaped us, and then, possibly a Turner or Charlton County. But if we win out, I think the best we can do is 2, unless we get in some kind of tiebreaker scenario where somebody else beats Jenkins.
Right.
If we go – so that's the top two positions. I think we've lost number one unless something happens. We'd have to have a little help to get one and win the rest of the ball games. Number two, it's about the same scenario. We've got to control our own destiny. But winning the third, winning the fourth, I think that's extremely doable right now with what we have available. And it wouldn't surprise me if these guys went on in and finished up 3-1 in the region.
Right. Well, I think that's possible. And that would that means we get the first game at home.
Yeah, I mean, they're capable of that. I could see us on the best case scenario right now being in a tie or take first, second, and a worst case scenario being the fourth seed.
Yeah. Well, when we talk next Monday after the Montgomery County game, it'll give us a better idea on how our football team is shaping up and right. what we'll see. And we'll see what ECI does in their game this week. I believe you said they play Portal.
Yes.
That'll be a good matchup. That'll be a good game.
ECI is worried. This team, we'll get to see what a wing tee ball control looks like against them anyway.
Well, and you'll get to see their passing offense, too.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Harold, I'm not saying this boastfully. That's something I carry with, you know, take very seriously. None of my MCA teams have ever missed the playoffs.
No.
And I don't plan on this being the first.
No. We've got too much talent. I don't believe we will either. It's not going to be easy, but, I mean, it's not supposed to be.
No. We've got to, you know, if we win Friday, we're in.
We're in.
So, you know, if we can do that, we're in, and anything else is gravy from
there. There we go. Well, Coach, that brings us to the end of this segment, so we'd like to thank everybody for joining us on the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Harold Webster. We'll be signing off, and let's go Bucks!
Go Bucks!